This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
Chefs, they're just like us. They put their socks on one leg at a time. They eat Taco Bell in their car at 1 a.m. while crying to 80s love songs. Today, we're talking about what chefs actually eat when no one's looking. This is a hot dog as a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And today we are excited to be joined by the one and only Maddie Matheson. Maddie's an internationally recognized chef and personality who's been breaking barriers since his cooking debut back in 2003. He's currently hosting Just a Dash on his own YouTube channel, as well as Eat Out America with Benny Blanco. He also wrote back-to-back New York Times best-selling cookbooks, Maddie Matheson, A Cookbook, and Homestyle Cookery. Maddie, welcome to the show.
Maddie, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me. I have quite the resume.
You do, man. Anything we missed? Do you want to add anything in there?
All around good guy.
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
Super handsome.
That's a good one.
You know,
empathetic lover.
Yeah, like just a lot of empathy in the lovemaking.
I feel that.
And you know, no, I don't know. I don't know what else I do. Who cares?
Honestly, dude. Okay,
that was good. That was good, though.
Thank you.
That was good. I felt that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of who cares, wait. Also, hold on. My brother gave me an icebreaker. Should I drop the icebreaker?
If you're interested, sure. I'm ready for it.
Well, Maddie's the first guest to be in the studio since my brother was in here, which is hilarious. So you got a lot. You got John Scherer to live up to.
Okay,
that's right. That's right. He's like a mortgage equity specialist or something.
So who likes wine?
He likes wine.
Okay.
But we were hiking this weekend, and I told him that Maddie was coming on the show, and he goes, I got an icebreaker for you. And I go, whoa, that's incredible. Whoa. What is it? And he goes, tell him that I ate his beef and cheddar sandwich in Adelaide, Australia.
Hey!
Wow. Yeah. At a beer and barbecue festival.
Yeah, he said it was good.
Wow, that's a nice compliment. It was good.
Thank you, John. Excellent. He had like better words to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love Australia. Adelaide, great spot. And, you know, made a lot of beef and cheddars.
Sounds great, man. That sounds great. You said something earlier, Maddie. You said, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Let's examine that, because honestly, no. Okay, hold on.
Who cares?
No, but that seems to be like a big part of your attitude towards, let's just say, food media, which is like what we're all participating in right now. It's about to get really meta up in here, because we titled this, What Do Chefs Actually Eat When No One Is Looking?
Yes.
Because all people see, if any of us, are when they're looking, literally, right? We're always eating on camera. We're cooking on camera. And like specifically your lasagna video, the chorizo lasagna on Just a Dash, just always really spoke to me, because you're like, have this meta critique on food media. We're like, I'm cooking this fresh. I'm not just, you know, putting something in the oven and then taking out the swap later and all that. And you get kind of real with it.
Sure.
What do you actually eat when the cameras aren't rolling? Like, you know, when you're not incentivized to cook the wildest stuff on YouTube to get views, what are you actually eating?
What am I really eating? Well, yesterday I had udon noodles and some tempura at a Japanese food court, which was really nice.
Lovely.
And a lot of hot dogs. I love boiled hot dogs. like a nice boiled hot dog.
I respect the boiled hot dog. That's an underrated way to cook hot dogs.
And just like a piece of like white bread and like mustard and like some onion.
It's a good way to eat a hot dog.
And then I'll eat any. But the thing is, like, I just spent the weekend in Palm Springs.
Lovely.
And there's a lot of different restaurants there, and we found this beautiful restaurant called Elmer's. And Elmer's, I ate three meals there. And I think I'm just a creature of habit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I find something that I like, I go there a lot. And they have, you know, it's like a diner, family-owned kind of diner in the middle of the desert. And, you know, they just had this really salad.
Yeah.
And it was just like chopped brown iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
The pink
sliced black olives.
Oh, wow.
You know, really crappy croutons from like a box.
You can taste that.
And some raw, stinky red diced onion. Diced, not even like sliced. And then just a side of blue cheese dressing. I ate that three times, that salad.
Wow.
And I really enjoyed it. And I was putting it up on my Instagram, and people were really feeling that, mm-hmm. you know? And I think, like, that's the thing is, like, you know, everyone's here putting – and I do it all the time. Like, I love caviar. I love sea urchin. Mm. I love, you know – it's like the caviar and the cool guy stuff and the, mm-hmm. you know, the toros and all that is mm-hmm. like what you do kind of, but not even. It's like really, it's like a really crappy like wedge salad and like a like overcooked prime rib dinner with like overcooked baby carrots and like brown broccoli and like canned brown gravy, mashed potatoes is kind of my favorite meal. And I think in like a sliced like chocolate cake that's been underneath like a dome mm-hmm. or like a mm-hmm. cloche or whatever you want to call
kinda
it.
It kind of smells like fridge a little bit.
Yeah, it's yeah. like yeah. ice fridge cold uh-huh. cake and like a, like, you know, a cup of coffee. You know, I think that might be like some of my favorite stuff. Or like, you know, I legit, like Del Taco is such a beautiful thing.
How did you become obsessed with Del Taco? Because that's like our thing. That's a California
I
thing.
That is a California thing. And I can explain, this may not hit, maybe your followers aren't into it, but there was a hardcore band from Orange County called 18 Visions.
Okay.
And in their liner notes, they thanked Del Taco. And in like 2000, I remember reading liner notes, and like that's how you would find out about bands. Okay. Bands would have like thank lists, and like they'd be like, oh, thank this band, and in their liner notes, they thanked like Del Taco, and I was like, I have to go to Del Taco. I'm going to go to California one day.
Awesome.
I'm going to eat Del Taco. And then I came, like the first time I came to like LA, or like more so like Orange County, I was like, I'm going to Del, and everyone's like, why do you want to go to Del Taco? I was like, I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, and I was just like, oh. This is just better, like Taco Bell. But I like, and every time I come, every time I go to Orange County, I had Del Taco, I guess once this weekend, but I like it.
Yeah.
You know,
what do you get from Del Taco?
Yeah,
because
I was about
that's
to ask, what's
our
your
thing
order?
That, like, it was the only thing that was open late night for, like, you know, the stoner kids to go 24 hours in Orange County. Like, that was the reason Del Taco existed for us, mm-hmm. you know? But, like, what do you get there?
I get just two hard Del Tacos. And with sour cream, I like sour cream. So I get like lettuce, tomato, sour cream on them and mm-hmm. cheese. And then it was so funny. I called it a mucho burrito, but it's a macho.
Macho burrito.
Macho burrito.
Yeah,
macho.
What's in the macho burrito?
It's their half pound.
Okay.
It's like a diaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're never a tube too. They're always like a kind of like rhombus.
Yeah. You have to re-roll. I always re-roll it.
Oh, you do?
I take it out and tighten
wow.
it up. I tighten it up.
That's dedication.
Soigné.
Yeah, I make
no
a soigné and really make that burrito curl. But yeah, like I think I'm like in the, like, I am that high low. Like, I enjoy sure. eating, you know, a clam shack on the side of the road in the Maritimes.
Right on.
And, you know, I always say, like, there's no such thing as, like, bad food. You know,
yeah,
almost
man.
Like it
yeah.
is like
agreed.
there is like that moment, that bad meal maybe brought like a real fun memory. And you would mm-hmm. you talk about the bad meals just as much as the good meals.
Yes,
so doesn't that make that
100%.
Doesn't that make that all good meals?
Agreed.
You know, like I hate, the only place that I don't eat is on planes.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
like I don't eat on planes because I find it just depressing. So
sure.
I don't eat on planes. I'll eat in the airport before.
Yeah, but, I'll go to the Panda Express before and I'll really enjoy the hell out of that
But what
meal.
If you're going to like Dubai or something?
Oh, no.
Who's
you bring something in your pocket.
Eat a handful of almonds and you'll be grateful
yeah.
for it, Nicole.
Just chew them up, you drink your water, and I sleep the whole time.
Oh, that's
like
good.
Anytime I go to Australia or even when I went to Dubai or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dubai. It was just I sleep the whole way. Or Japan.
That's
I can
awesome.
Just sleep
Good
the whole
for you.
Way.
Oh, God.
I'll just zonk out.
I envy that.
Resent
envy
that, man.
Yeah. No movies. I don't watch movies on planes either.
Do you read?
No.
You don't do anything.
Do I read?
This just is
like
the girl.
Just bring like a novella, just like a couple of novellas.
I don't know. Maybe like a nice, I don't know, newspaper.
Nicole, you're the
newspaper?
One who told me like I haven't read a book in 9 years.
So what? You have like your plane book.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I have a plane book. I never like I've never finished my plane
no.
book, but I have a plane book.
I read audio book. Like I read not even I listen to audio
them?
Books, mm-hmm. but I have some books that I have read.
Okay,
on
fine.
My audio phone.
Fine.
Or whatever you call your phone.
I watched the movie Point Break, the 2015 remake of Point Break, twice on the same flight.
Wow.
Same flight.
Living the dream.
With one movie in between. I like started watching The Danish Girl or something, and I was like, oh, this seems sad. Let's go back
Tag.
To Point Break again.
Like, Tag, Step Brothers. Step Brothers
oh, yeah.
just brings
yeah,
it, like,
the easy
Step
listening.
Brothers is
yeah.
the best plane movie.
That's all I can do. I can't watch. Or like just like a Marvel movie. That's the only time like I'll watch like a big Marvel movie or
yeah,
something
just
like that.
Easy watching garbage that just passes.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. need to like make me feel nothing.
I feel that.
That's good.
All right. Speaking of social media and food, look at these segues, Nicole. High five.
Oh my gosh. Did you write these
Crushing
down somewhere?
It. No, not even a little
it's
bit.
It's in
dude.
Your brain?
It's just right
I'm
there.
I'm so proud of
right
you.
Right there.
Okay,
would you
in
say,
the ears.
Would you say that like what you show on social media and on video is purely you, especially in terms of like what you eat or just your personality? Or do you think that that has shifted over time?
I definitely think that I've certainly become a caricature of myself online.
Death. Yeah.
You know, like I think
yeah.
when I, sure. if you watch, like it's so funny, like I never used to yell. I used to never like do this thing that I like am known for and like what, like I was like, sometimes like I'll go back and just watch like my first five videos.
Yeah.
And be like, how do I get back there?
Yeah.
Do you want to go back there?
I try. And nobody cares. Like, I've done videos.
That's great.
I've done videos where I'm like, I'm not going to even, like, swear really a lot. I'm not going to yell. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do any, like, wah, 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 like, just, like, crank
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, nobody cares.
That's
and,
great.
Which is fine. It is, like, a thing that you, like, being... The thing, too, is, like, I started this, I think, a little bit before most people started it.
Sure.
And I think it is one of those things where I had no precursor. There was nobody, like, really doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
Or I didn't really, like, watch. Like, I still don't watch television. So it's just, like, I don't really have – like, I have a lot of blinders on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think now – I have a formula like anybody. I can walk in front of a camera and do a thing, no problem. It doesn't matter if it's ketchup or if it's like a confetti cake.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't matter. The thing, what you're cooking doesn't matter.
Yes.
You can go in.
True.
I can go through the steps. I understand how to bake. I understand how to make everything.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. So you can go in and just kind of rifle through it and turn on this thing. Because that's the thing is like before, it was me.
Yeah.
It was like... I
understand.
I was just myself, actually.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back and watch those videos, it's just me still just being funny and more like this.
Yeah.
Like, this
yeah,
is
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
This is me. This is how I talk to my friends. This is me, whatever. Besides, like, not being able to swear because this is, you know, whatever this is.
Listen, I feel you, man.
It's
I don't
hard.
Know
it's
to,
hard.
But everyone... you know how to get into your rhythm, right?
Of
like, you can walk in front of anything and do your thing. And now I've developed a thing where I can walk in. I can shoot five videos in a day, no problem, because it doesn't matter. I'm a shell. I'm nothingness. I've turned.
You go into a fugue state. You it's like
yeah.
this,
yeah.
it's like a whirling dervish. You
That's
get in this
true.
Meditative state. And for me, I'm the same way. When I watch my first couple of videos, I'm super calm. And in fact, I'm not even calm. I'm just monotone.
Yeah.
Right? And so then you end up, you find it like, Nicole, you're great. You know, you find this rhythm
sure.
to where people start commenting, oh my God, this is so chaotic. I love it. And
yeah.
they go, oh, you like when I do that?
Yeah.
And then suddenly that becomes a crutch for you. And then that
sure.
kind of builds on this caricature. You
yeah.
know? So you're like positively reinforced to just become this other person. But it's great because this is the only way we know how to make money. I mean, you got actual businesses.
Yeah.
We don't.
Whoa. Yeah, but it's also like I think with the at like I don't know it's an interesting thing like where I'm like with the who cares thing like I don't look at my edits. I don't
interesting.
I don't look at my edits. I certainly don't watch any of my content.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't watch anybody else's content. Like I see what's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is on YouTube. I don't know who's Josh Weissman? Like, who are these? Like, you know, like, I know Josh.
He's
I like
really
Josh.
Talented. What a talented young man.
He's got the cadence. So he's got the TikTok cadence down. It's great.
Yeah, he does.
And I think it's great. People, I love that people can just, like, boom, make money and have a life and buy their parents' cars. I think that's tight. Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
I think it's like,
that's a dream.
It is. It's a beautiful thing. It's just like, man, because it's also stupid. Who cares?
It's
just like, oh, another guy making a stupid thing on the internet again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
And you turn into this thing where you're like, put up a video every single week, and there's like, I don't know anything how to run anything.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, I don't know how to run YouTube. I don't know how to think. If you were to have an actual conversation with me about it, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I just see that, like, your studio is really nice and my studio is, like, janky. And I'm just like, oh, cool. You guys have curtains.
House of cards, though, dude. This is a house of all our stuff is.
Your house of cards is bigger than my house of cards.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With the whole YouTube thing and who I am now, like, I'm older too. Like, I'm 39. And I'm like, I started making videos like a while ago, and I've had like so many already like careers, it feels like.
Sure.
And I've traveled the world and I've made so many different things. And I'm just like, I'm at the point now where I legitimately like don't care.
Yeah.
And I just want to kind of farm and hang out with my kids. And I have three kids now, and I just want to hang with my wife and chill and like do stuff. Like, even today, I shot like a thing earlier today, and you know, shout out to George Motes. And it's just like, I'm like, I don't even do these things. Like, even me doing this,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm literally trying not to do these things.
I was literally wondering why you came
here.
On. I was like, you don't need this. Like, what are
it's
you doing?
It's not about needing. It's about, because I don't need anything.
True.
I've always been at a point where I'm like, I don't need anything. Like,
wow.
The thing too that I had this, not argument, but this person was like, you really want to be famous, don't you? And I was like, no. I want to have money to do whatever I want to do.
I will say you have contradicted yourself on that in interviews before.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Which ones?
There's one. Okay. So I was doing my research, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I came from
incredible.
The world, not
it's
to
incredible.
Really.
He does a lot. He does research.
But yeah, that was the recent one on Complex. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe. And
which
you,
one?
You
recent thing on Complex.
It was yeah. You did one with Complex Canada, and
okay.
You talked a lot about not wanting to be famous and just wanting to be rich, but
yeah.
Kind of being famous is the only route right now.
Right.
There,
yeah.
Which is something I really empathize with. You talk about disappearing off the face of the earth, which is something that I want to do. If I ever got that type of money, I'd just build my own indoor racquetball court and just host
pickleball.
Just tournaments.
Just
I'd be that all day. But then I was reading an interview from 2015.
Yeah.
And you were like, anyone is full of crap if they don't say they want to be famous.
Right.
Mm. It was kind of taken out of context. I couldn't exactly tell.
Yeah, but
I was curious if that has like shifted on you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the thing is I guess the more famous or popular that I become, the more I just want to hang out with my friends.
Yeah, of course.
And the thing is, like, it's – and once you figure out how to get – and this is going to sound insane. Once you kind of get into certain circles in Los Angeles, it becomes a lot easier to do things.
Sure.
And then you want to, like, I've gotten to a point where I'm like, I don't want to go to that party.
Yeah,
I don't want to go to those. Yeah. Like,
saying
I don't
no
want. Like, you. I've really realized that you don't have to be friends with everybody.
That's very true.
And you don't have to network. And you don't have to, like, the thing is like, I'm self-contained in Canada. I have a little studio. I have my thing. I have a farm. I have some restaurants. I have my life is in a small little town, you know? And it's not in Los Angeles. I come out here and like do deals or whatever the hell you do out here and do something. And then I go back and I go back to my little town. And I think it's the fame thing is like, I don't know, because I got it. So I can't even speak on it. You're like, I am who I am.
Yeah.
I get stopped everywhere I go. And it's like, it's chill. It's like, whatever. Like, even It's whatever. I don't know. I sound like an asshole.
But you don't. I think your priorities just shifted, and that's a normal thing that happens to humans. You know, when you, I mean, whenever you get married, whenever you have kids, whenever you get these milestones in your life, when you become famous or whatever, your priorities change and they shift, and you change along with them. And that's something that I cannot wait to explore.
I'm willing to call him an a-hole for that.
No, I don't think you're an a-hole.
No, you absolutely are.
I don't. Let me
tell you why.
I don't.
No, because, I mean, this is something I think about a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Really empathize with the fact that, like, because you're, I get recognized once a week at the pavilions. Occasionally, people will buy me a beer at a bar.
Yeah.
To me, that's the perfect level of fame that I never want to.
But you're like the perfect looking, like, white person, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm incredibly white.
Yeah.
But actually, Jewish. So I can pull that out whenever I want to. Whenever it suits me, I can go, like, I'm not white, I'm Jewish. But, anyways, I'm like, you know, not at that level. And sometimes I get, you know, bummed out about not being more famous just because I could have more money. That'd be really cool. But then there are other
times. Fame isn't always fortune.
Well, true.
So you know that. You understand that.
So
but
true.
But the reason I say you're an a-hole for sort of rebuffing that fame is that there are literally millions of people who are out there, all the fans, right, who would like kill to have your job. Anytime I complain, I feel like a huge a-hole because it's like I'm living somebody's dream, even though they don't know the turmoil that's going inside my life. And
absolutely.
That comes with all this dumb stuff. Feeling like you're living inside the freaking algorithm.
Sure.
The algorithm. Don't even worry about the algorithm, dude. It's just like,
I gotta worry about the algorithm. We're all worried about the algorithm.
No, see, so that's the thing. You gotta free yourself.
How do you free yourself?
No.
You don't care.
Just, yeah, truly. Like, I don't.
You stop caring.
Like, I don't have meet. Like, I take myself out of those meetings. I take myself out of all of that. I don't have meetings with, like, our I don't even know what kind of a company, like, who we work with.
Yeah.
You know?
You just don't. It doesn't serve you.
I let as little in as possible, and all I want to know is, like, if we're cool. Like, that's I talk to, like, I have a director of operations that runs all my businesses. So I'm just like, we cool?
Wow.
I need to, like, put some attention? And she's like, this. I'm like, okay, boom, 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 boom. See ya. And I always ask, like,
beautiful.
Like, I don't have, like even, in the, like, I don't have, like, apps on my phone. Like, I don't have, like, even, like, my bank app. I don't have, like, anything on my phone, so then I don't have to worry about it.
That's
and
excellent.
I just kind of dismiss everything, so then I can just focus on stuff. Like, I just care about, like, motorcycles, and that's it.
But you've gotten to that point. You know what I mean?
But I've gone to, but it's still, money doesn't grow on trees, and you still have to put things out.
Yeah.
So it's just about trying to find a balance where my work doesn't, even though I'm putting out so much, it still doesn't consume me.
That's great.
That's the thing is, I walk it, like, I have it where it's just like, tell me when to show up. I show up, hi, do my thing, I leave, and I go back into, like, my zone.
That's excellent.
It's funny because I'm like, I don't, because if you're thinking about everything else, I'm the performer. I'm the thing. I'm like, everyone else, like, brush my hair, make me feel good, and, like, but I don't even have anybody brushing my hair. You know, like, I don't have, like, there's no, like, management with me. There's no anybody with me. Like, it's just, like, I don't even have a manager. So it's just, like, those things where it's just, like, I don't know. Just try to be cool.
I wake up every day and check TikTok to see how many new followers we have. And if it's not enough, I want to run my face through the bathroom.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Like, that sounds
what's up, Nicole?
But I have to ask you one really good question, Josh.
What's that, Nicole?
What do you eat when no one's looking?
Yeah, what do you eat?
Food? Who cares? Who cares?
No. Yeah, let's get back to food.
We
this
forget
is a
the
lot.
Prompt every time.
Do you guys like pretzels?
Who cares?
So into
what the hell?
Do
the pretzels
toothpaste?
Don't exist.
Have you ever had an oyster cracker?
Pretzels are we boiled the breadstick and lied. No, get the hell out of here.
Salt.
Wait, no. Okay.
Do you like salt or pepper?
Wait, okay. One thing I'm fascinated with is the fact that, one, the world does not need any more recipes. We have too many out there.
There's a lot of recipes.
Hundreds of thousands, right?
I'm down to find...
Hundreds of thousands.
Trillions. I'm bad at numbers. Don't laugh at me.
Maybe billions.
There's like 100,000 recipes.
There's at least 18 recipes out there. But no, I mean, ditto for the fact that, like, none of us need to eat any more good food, right? We were on set the other day, and we had a bunch of Hokkaido sea urchin and A5 Wagyu.
Yeah.
And we're, like, eating hour and a half old A5 Wagyu that I was making little, what's it called, gunkan maki?
Yes,
the, like,
it was very good, thank you.
And we're just there shoveling over a trash can, shoveling the world's best sea urchin into our freaking mouths.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, we don't need to experience any more good food.
You've had it.
We've had it.
You've had it.
Like, where do you go from there? How do you continue to chase the food dragon like that?
No.
You just eat a potato?
You accept
a microwave potato is what you deserve.
Exactly. You accept the fact that you have had this beautiful meal and you've had these these incredible ingredients in front of you, and then you go eat some Kraft mac and cheese. That's balance of life.
Nicole, what did I eat for lunch today? Tell the people. tell them, Nicole, and they deserve
to
know.
Josh made the most beautiful plate of food I've ever seen. He takes cold turkey deli, deli turkey, puts it on a plate like carpaccio. Hard fry, I mean, like, what, medium fries, two eggs, opens the eggs up, makes a yolk splatter all over, and then what did you put on it?
That'd be sweet and sour Famous Dave's pickles.
Oh, yeah, and, I got those pickles,
French's yellow mustard.
Yeah,
Nicole.
Yeah. It was a beautiful plate of food, but it was also
and how did I,
really
how did I
jarring.
Eat it, Nicole? How did I eat it?
I wasn't there. I left.
I ate it with my hands dripping over a trash can.
Yeah.
And to me, that's 85 to 95% of meals.
Yeah.
It's just
if you're
like,
not eating over a garbage can or a sink, you're not really eating.
Eating over a garbage can is my preferred method as of late.
I eat over the sink a lot
over the
at
sink.
Home.
It's efficient.
Sauce.
Yeah, just a sandwich or like anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat it over the sink. Everybody else is sitting at the table behind you like eating and then you're just over the sink like a troll.
I'm curious about, Maddie, your like relationship to food right now because you're super into farming. You've made a fair amount of videos on the farm. I mean, like 20 years from now, are you going to be like just vegan, just eating butternut squash?
Hopefully, it would be probably smart.
Right? That's what I'm thinking.
Like, I don't know. Maybe.
We're on the wrong side of history if we don't.
I think the farm has definitely changed the way I think about things in a cliche way, you know? Like, you're just like, there's a lot of work that goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just working with Keenan at Blue Goose has just been like, it's just been like a beautiful experience and like growing the vegetables and eating the vegetable. And just like all of a sudden we're just like, let's just steam everything. You know, I just want to steam everything and just a little bit of salt.
That's
and like, it's good. Like a turnip is perfect being a turnip.
Yeah.
You know, eating a carrot that tastes like a carrot and you're like, whoa, is this how carrots actually taste? Is this how a tomato
there's
tastes?
There's no butter basting. There's no
just steam it. Yeah. Like it's just like, let it stand. There's not mayonnaise and like everything else. And it's just like, I think having like restraint has it's really matured me. And I'm getting ready to like open up like a fancier or not a fancier restaurant, just more of a restaurant, I think, that supports farmers truly. And it's where there's like no compromise. You know, we want to serve the best stuff. And I think that the vegetable, like doing Blue Goose, like in 20 years, like I don't know, in 20 years, I'm going to be freaking 60. You know, I'm just like, and hopefully I'm like on an island in the sand, just milking my bones, you know, and just like chilling, or maybe not. Maybe still doing what I'm doing. But I don't know. It definitely has like, I think 29-year-old Maddie versus 39-year-old Maddie, like 29-year-old Maddie would definitely punch me out.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because it was
that's
just
any
like
aging punk, though, right?
Yeah. Like I was like at 29, I was like at the height of my insanity and like no internet yet, and like I was just like chef guy, really drunk, lots of stuff, and like really didn't care. Like I don't care now, but I care a little bit because I got kids and stuff, and I can see a little bit of a plan. But like 29-year-old Maddie, definitely like the 10-year challenge thing. I'd be like, you're a punk. I'd just be like, you're a poser. Get away from me. You know.
But do you like current version of you?
I'm the best.
Than
I'm
you
the
kick
best.
Ass, man.
I'm
Roy.
The best. I'm the best. You know, I really rewrote food history.
I agree with that.
I think there's definitely a before and after Maddie Matheson.
You have more Michelin stars than any chef.
I got all
we
of
tried
it.
To book look Gordon Ramsay and he wouldn't come, so we got you. And so I'm just
there. You
still
go.
Have his
See?
Bio up.
We got his bio.
How's his kitchen going, dude?
He just yells. Who's gonna yell? Hey. If I imagine if I did went on and I was just like, hey, you jerk, you undercooked the lamb.
You can still hear it going, bah, because that's what lambs say.
Yeah. You take the lamb chop, shove it on their ears like earmuffs, and you're like, you, what do they call it? He calls everyone a donkey.
Donut. He calls them
donut. You donut.
Donut. Yeah, donut.
Donkey donut.
Yeah. Not nice. Not nice. But he's perfect, so we're good.
You know. Yeah, we love him. And like, you know, he just started a new studio, so they're giving out shows to like, say like young plucky internet talent.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe
I've
we'll
said
get
a lot
it.
Of,
I want a show.
Cool.
I've said a lot of bad things about him, but.
Not me.
I still think Gordo's probably the best chef out of anybody, like actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows?
Bobby Flay invented Mexican food, though.
Well, at least Bobby's out there, you know. Good for Bobby. Bobby's good.
Yeah, he's
oh, my
good.
God.
The cheater. The cheater.
Oh, yeah.
Losing your minds over here.
All right.
Bobby the cheater.
It's Sophia Franklin, and if you don't already know, listen up. My mini-series is live now, each and every Monday, and the only person missing is you. We're dating, we're dumping, we're learning, and we're tapping into all the feels that originally brought us together. Listen and follow Sophia with an F on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Nicole and Maddie, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. Nicole, they're freaking wacky. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles.
That's our song.
We I like that.
Yeah, right?
I think it's really good. As a singer, I think it's really well done.
As a singer.
All right, first up, we got at fake Jake Brown. I feel like I should tell you guys who Jake Brown is. He and I tried to throw the world's first Jägermeister and Clam Chowder Festival, and we were all like ready to. We had it queued up. We had a mascot that had, it was a giant clam mascot, but he had two super soakers underneath sleeves in his arms that shot out, one shot out clam juice, one shot out Jäger.
Nice.
And Jäger was initially on board, and it was to benefit the trans youth of Denver.
There you go.
And Jaeger was initially on board, and then when the press started rolling in and people said this sounds like an absolute vomit fest, which we were like, yeah, that's the joke.
That's the point.
We had a lot of ticket pre-sales too, then Jaeger pulled out. So that's who Jake Brown is. Also a professional Magic the Gathering player. So that's
pretty Jake. Wow. Thanks for putting in your opinion.
Jam chunks straight out the jar, usually strawberry, pretty late at night. Maddie, how do you feel about just the jam chunks?
No.
What?
Not a jam chunks. I like the syrups. Man. I push around the jam chunks. Well, not a jam chunky kind of guy.
You're not a preserves man.
I'm a preserves guy, but I'm not. I don't like
you're not a chunk chaser.
I'm not a chunk chaser.
Yeah.
When I and maybe that goes back to being a kid, but I would like when I would make my strawberry and butter toasts, I would definitely push. I didn't want the chunks. I just wanted the syrups.
I'm in it for the chunks.
I like the chunks.
Yeah, a little candied strawberry action in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like a chunky preserve.
I wish I could get only the chunks. Smucker's only chunks.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want the syrups. See, we're perfect for each other.
We should just share jam jars more often.
We should get into a jam jarring service, Substack.
Yeah, Ghost Kitchen.
Ghost Kitchen. Blockchain.
Except the Ghost Kitchen, Nicole, just makes jam jars, but then they sell those at grocery stores.
But it's just the
But it's a Ghost Kitchen.
It's like a crunchier, you should be able to get smooth or chunky, like peanut butter.
You can just get jam or jelly or preserves from the store, everybody.
If there's chunks, is it just jelly?
Jelly is no chunks.
Right.
Strained juice.
Gelatins, with pectins.
Jam is whole fruit.
What's the difference between jelly and jam?
Okay, Ghost of Goldblum says, food that I threw out in a container, but then a few hours later decided I actually wanted to finish eating. This is what someone eats when no one's looking. How do you feel about that?
I back it 100%. Mm-hmm. You know, the amount of times that I've put something in the garbage, and I'm more of like throw it like half an onion or like some roots of cilantro or something, and then I'm like, yesterday I threw out some cilantro and I don't have any left. I'll go in there. In there, give it a rinse. You know, it's just for me and my family.
Who cares about them?
Yeah, like they deserve that.
It's not like you're serving a paying stranger.
Yeah, like I think I've definitely dumpster dived. And I've dumpster dived. So it's just like, you know, I've definitely eaten food out of dumpsters. So, you know, I'm all for it.
I would love to do a dumpster diving episode.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I would love to just.
Donut shops. Man. You guys got donut shops. Donut shops.
I just want to go dumpster diving with you guys. Is that weird?
I want to jump in a dumpster with you.
Thanks. Maggie, can you come? Fine.
I wish you wouldn't judge me so much when I eat out of the trash at work, though.
That's
what she does.
You eat over it, do you know, and then what you get into it.
Tell them what I do. Tell them what I do.
Okay, so if I throw food away that she thinks I'm going to pick out of the trash later, she puts cleaning solution on it. Or she spits on it. But sometimes the spit doesn't deter me. Not in like a weird way.
That's like Drake and the hot sauce.
Yeah. You know, so she'll hit it with the 409, and then here's the thing, there's a bittering agent in the 409, Nicole, so it makes it taste bad. I wouldn't care if it was just a little bit of bleach.
If only
that's
my
fine.
Spit had
that's
a
fine. You can handle that. That's like going in a jacuzzi every once in a while.
Yeah,
lick it up.
I think that's BS. All right, we got Allie B918. When I had pet rats, I'd eat their treats. They're called honey yogurt drops. TBH, could have been candy, but my sister ridiculed me for eating rat treats. When I tried to defend it, she went slack jawed, and so I threw a treat in. She refused to chew, her loss. Maddie, how do you feel about force feeding your sister rat treats?
I think that's a no-go for me. That's a no-go zone. And you know, I'm not like a, You know, I just feel there's a lot of options out there. It's like those people on the TV shows that like just eat like clay or
pica.
Yeah, like people that are, I think that's just like a different demographic that I'm like that's, I'm not mad at you.
Sure.
I just, not for me.
Eat your clay.
That's a not for me situation.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah?
Same.
I'm you. Okay.
I think we're all the same. Yeah. Everyone, like, no.
I'll play devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
I feel like you would try it.
There's no such thing as like dog food or rat treats, right? There's no such thing. Mm. It's all just ingredients that are cobbled together. You know, you're just a sucker for the branding? You think it just says for rats means it's only for rats? No. Mm-hmm. If you see the ingredients and it's just like glucose and yogurt and honey, whatever, that's fair game
just
for
you. Just branding.
It's just branding at that point. In fact, you're overpaying because they're rat treats. Because they're smaller. Because I could house like a whole bag of rat treats like the Raisinets, you know? And so at this point, you're just buying overpriced Raisinets. But that said, you should still be able to eat them.
So smart.
Even if there's additional supplements
for
rats.
Now I'm back in.
Even if there's additional rat supplements, it's probably
cereal.
Good for you too.
It's really
you
just
guys,
cereal.
Yeah.
I don't want to go dumpster diving with you guys anymore.
Stop being ignorant.
Okay. Shango Supra says, when I'm feeling down, I eat a full 20-ounce tray of store-bought mac and cheese baked in the oven and usually topped with French's fried onions. It has to be French's and I have to be alone.
Gotta be alone.
Wow. This is like
sadness
a
casserole.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's just a sadness casserole.
Yeah, it's sad.
I eat alone a lot traveling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try not to make it as sad as possible.
Lean in, brother.
I don't like to lean in.
I did. I used to have a phobia of eating by myself. So one time after I went to a doctor's appointment, I went to the farmer's market and I sat at a big table by myself eating Brazilian barbecue and I finally got over my fear.
Claim your space.
And I'm so happy I did that.
You are
because now I can
spread all over that farmer's market, Nicole.
So now I can eat alone without any sort of fear or anxiety. I face my problems head on.
There you go.
You guys can learn something.
That's what we got to do.
I cut the mac and cheese out of this equation and just eat the French's fried onions from a jar. I'm not going to lie. I still got them left over from Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, every time I'm feeling sad, I'll just go grab a pinch of just the MSG crispy
what
fried
is
onions.
It? Just like fried onions?
It's like fake fried onions.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like frizzled shallots that you make?
Yeah.
It's like that, but like the mass market version
fake.
Of,
okay.
You know? And they're delicious. They're just a delight.
I love that.
All right. We got Atomic Care Bear. Condiment rice, an old college staple, consists of rice mixed with whatever condiments you have in your dorm room. Favorite combo is soy sauce, Louisiana hot sauce, butter, and a sprinkle of cheese. Salty, tangy butter. You'll keep you fed till next payday.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel
like that's a thing. Like, I used to go and buy in college in my first year when I lived in a dorm. I had like a little bar fridge in my room. And I used to go buy like 30 Taco Bell soft taco supremes and just like put it in my thing. And then I just like take like two out, like little snackums and like put them in the microwave. So I you know, like whatever you got to do, the rice with a little sprinkle of the cheese with the soy sauce, condiments, I think it's fine. You know, if you got some barbecue sauce, rice is great. I used to have a roommate that would just eat like he would do like steamed rice and then just cover it in ketchup. And
that's
just like jam.
It's a Filipino thing. Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Is he Filipino?
No. He was Caucasian.
A lot of people do that. Like just put condiments on rice. I feel like that's a thing that people do.
I have
no issue with it.
Mm. I'm into it. I used to get 20. They sold McDonald's hamburgers for 29 cents every Sunday. And my dad, it was limit 10. Mm. So my dad would go in with $3 and he'd order 10. He'd send me in for me to order 10, then send my brother in. So we'd end up with just a sack of 30 cheeseburgers.
Wow.
And then we just keep them in the freezer. And then, snacks whenever you want them. But it got to the point where like every 45 minutes I was eating McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah.
Because, they're just there and you're alone. I feel that. And I love that. So there's no shame in my game.
I love that.
Nerd's Pitch says a spoonful of sweetened condensed milk.
What?
Just a spoonful.
So this is what they
just
eat when no one's like,
just when you're bumming, slam some sugar milk.
Milk.
I think I don't know. Like, I think I'm just thinking of like, you know, if you were to eat like a sticky toffee pudding, like you're eating like pretty much dulce de leche, like a huge spoonful condensed milk. I think I could do it.
I do this with Nutella.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No. There's no caring.
Yeah.
Nutella's great.
It all makes sense.
Just some salt.
That sounds like something I would do.
My favorite thing isn't the spoonful, though. It's when you take the lid off of the condensed milk and then you lick the lid.
That's
and
dangerous,
cut it,
though.
Cut it a little bit.
You're a bad boy, huh?
Dude. Yeah,
you're a bad boy.
Is your middle name Danger?
It kind of gets in your bloodstream a little bit faster.
Yeah. You get revved up?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Nicole, I ain't afraid.
Stop it.
I ain't afraid to die. All right. We got at Shell Boob. I microwave mini cocktail frankfurters until they split, then smother them in tomato sauce.
I don't know if it's like tomato sauce or if it's tomato sauce. You know what I mean?
Those are
two different things.
I don't like it.
You know?
Yeah, I don't like it either way. I'm down for a microwave dog, but the tomato sauce, I like dogs, only dogs. You know, like ketchup or mustard, I don't care either. Like Chicago can chill out. And then like, you know, I love a microwave. What I do is I take the hot dogs and put a little bowl of just a little bit of water and then just put that in the microwave and they come out perfect every time.
Steaming.
Nice. Yeah. But the tomato, you don't want to cover them in tomato. No.
Well, if they're Australian, if this is tomato sauce, then that's ketchup for them.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking because agreed with the marinara, that don't work.
No. No marinaras.
I just don't like cocktail weenies.
Yeah, they're
I was never
bad,
raised.
Dude.
In a cocktail weenie house.
They taste different.
So every time I see them, I'm just like, eh, just give me a regular hot dog. You know what I mean?
It's no good for
it doesn't
anybody.
Do it for me. Okay. How do I say this name, Josh?
Her2Bees Liz.
Her2Bees Liz says, my deep culinary shame is a blob of straight up mayonnaise on top of a hot casserole to quote unquote cool it down. Because I don't have my life together enough to have sour cream on hand. I'm sorry.
Hell yes. Let's go. That's fine. You're okay. If you don't have your life together enough to get the sour cream on deck on the fridge door, then you're okay. It's okay. You got the Hellmann's. You got a little spruce goose on the mayo. You're fine. You're making a casserole. You got your life together enough to make a casserole.
That's true.
So then, like, you know, cup's half full.
I feel that.
Also, what an optimistic man you
there
are.
You go.
And you know, like most full food's like really disgusting in a way. Like most food is good. Maddie said that earlier. I agree with that, right? Like,
Quote of the day, most food good.
No, because we're like evolutionarily designed to just want to put things in our mouths and like turn into energy, you know?
Yeah.
So like most things you put inside you are going to be great. You
have
a good
like
time. But also it's all really gross because you turn it into poop, you know? And you're eating with your hands, slopping over.
But that doesn't have to do with what you're ingesting. That's just a natural part of your body.
Yeah, these are all arbitrary rules we made up. Like don't put mayonnaise on casseroles. That's a dumb arbitrary rule meant to control us.
Yeah, don't let them control you. Eat the rat food. Put mayonnaise wherever you want.
Thank you. It's between you and God.
I am in a chaos sandwich right now, and I need help. Maggie.
No.
Maggie,
don't you dare leave that booth. Don't you dare leave that sound booth.
Everyone is safe. The chaos sandwich keeps you free.
Oh, my gosh.
You know there's like that 3-foot square in America where there's no laws?
Oh, Brick City?
Yeah.
Brick City?
Brick
County?
No.
Yeah. In California?
Yeah. This is
Slab City. Slab City.
Slab City. That's what it is.
Brick County.
This is that, but for food.
No rules. No rules.
Yeah. No rules.
Just love. Just love.
God, I don't go to the Outback. All right. Yeah, at the names use what I can't. Pillsbury vanilla marshmallow frosting. I chase each spoon with a gherkin.
See? That's a bit foolish. That's just nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not down with pickle
frosting.
Turn.
I don't think you need to do that. There's so many good things that you could do, and it's just like that is just not the thing. And I understand sweet and salty and sweet and vinegary, but I'm just like, I think that's just a bit much.
I think so too.
Contrasting textures in mouth, because the frosting's so fatty, right? All those hydrolyzed oils in there, and then
yeah,
you're
the
getting
the pickle
juice. It's gonna start wicking off that fat.
Welcome to the pot.
Because it's gonna coat your tongue in a sort of like fatty,
I get it.
Membrane.
But you know
then,
what they're doing? Yeah. This is like they're just washing away the fat with the gherkin.
Mm-hmm. It's like a sorbetto between
it's
courses.
It's like a pickle bat.
Yeah. I get it. I understand it. I don't like it because I feel like I need a Tums.
How many combos do you think they tried before they settled on this one being the best, though?
Six.
It's got to be one and done. You think they were like...
Six. No, they did this like...
They're in the fridge, they're like, eh?
Yeah, I think what they were doing, yeah, like literally a charcuterie board, but they were just picking out random things in their fridge,
Kimchi and cream cheese frosting? Eh. No. Gherkin and vanilla? Oh, hey now.
It's a bit much.
GameGirl9292 says, the fat that is left in the bottom of a tray when I've made pork chops, I'm aware of how gross that is, but I still do it.
What?
You know, like, are they talking about the albumin or the fat?
I think it's the fat. They
you know what I mean?
Fat.
Like the white stuff that leaks out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're talking about eating that.
No. They're saying the fat.
Just the
that
fat
is
that drips?
Yeah. Have you guys ever like gotten a piece of bread and like done that before?
Yeah, you dip up everything. You dip everything.
Yeah, like in like the like
that's the
dark
good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fond.
The fond.
Yeah, yeah. Sexy fond
Soul
sandwich.
Pan.
Sexy fond sandwich. Dip it up. Scrape it up. Scrape it.
Like a rat.
I'm the one that eats the rat treats. I eat the rat treats.
You get the rat treats.
I'm the one that eats it.
Yeah, you're fine. All right, hold up. We got one more. We got King and AK. Honestly, when I'm too lazy to make a sandwich, I just get out all the components of a sandwich and simultaneously shove them all in my mouth. Lettuce, tomato, bread, protein, ketchup, you name it, and then chew my deconstructed art piece.
I don't know. I don't know if I do that one.
You confuse
Maddie. You confuse me.
It's a salad.
Well, it's a mouth sandwich.
It's a mouth sandwich.
Or salad. Yeah.
It's like you put the bread, like you suck on the bread, and then you put all the condiments in. And
you kind of put it on your tongue.
And you build it. Yeah. It's a buffet.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
There's a world in which if you eat, say, like a chicken Caesar salad with croutons, right?
You're right.
There's a point at which if you eat the perfect bite and tumble it around enough, it's like if you put a monkey at a typewriter, it'll eventually write out the works of Shakespeare.
Yes.
There's a point at which it becomes a mouth sandwich, the Caesar salad. A crouton will end up on bottom and top at some point as you're mushing around. And then the chicken with the lettuce in between. So what the hell are we talking about?
I think I blacked out
for the last hour and a half.
I don't know, I haven't even heard anything. I'm sweating and it's great.
Where are we?
A little sweaty.
Some underboob sweat going on. All right, and on that note, thank you so much for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at MythicalChef or @Hendizadeh with the hashtag OpinionCasserole.
For more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
Maddie, thanks so much for joining
us. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to like plug anything? Tell people to like buy your pot, your pan?
I hate plugging stuff, actually.
I'll do it for you if you don't want to.
You can Google me. You can use the old Google search engine and you can put in Maddie Matheson. I got Matheson Cookware you can check out at MathesonCookware.com, I think. I got merch stuff. I don't know. I got stuff. You can buy books. I've already sold a lot of them, so I don't really care. Yeah. Thanks. Buy them.
Google Maddie Matheson. You can Google me.
Click
on the shopping tab and then just start clicking around. Kids, if you're listening, get your parents' credit cards.
Yeah, buy everything.
See y'all next time.